struggling communities in Liberia get a helping hand, the gospel gets a worldwide platform, and God's kingdom is growing in Nepal. Details are next on Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. You wouldn't think that the Ebola crisis would have a direct impact on food security, but it does. It's a complicated issue, but Global Aid Network's Mark Gaither says it boils down to mass panic.
What we're being told is that food security is going to be an issue because food production is disrupted.
Everything is locked down. Gain USA sent a container to Liberia with medical supplies, seeds, and irrigation equipment. It's being cleared now. The urgency?
Food packets are also on board. We partner with Feed My Starving Children. One of the products that they have is a potato-based meal full of nutrients that is specifically designed for convalescing patients.
They're distributing the supplies through a network of church partners. Why Christians? Because they have the answer to tough questions.
As we are obeying Christ's command to feed the hungry and care for the sick, if you are prepared to explain the hope that is within you, then you will have wonderful opportunities to explain what you're doing and really to answer the question, why are you doing this? Why are you risking your life to help me? Well, I'm doing this because I work for a great physician. His name is Jesus, and he has told me to bring you this aid.
Next, if you've lost a close loved one, you know how poignant Christmas, birthdays, and family events are. You'd do anything to have that person back. Would you then help us get a man back to his family? The American Center for Law and Justice is participating in a worldwide prayer vigil for freedom for the imprisoned pastor, Saeed Abedini. The event takes place on September 26th. It'll mark 2 years that he's been imprisoned in Iran. You'll find more details at our website. This is Mission Network News. So what would our world look like if leaders used their sphere of influence to further God's kingdom? That's the driving force behind the Haggai Institute, which teaches Christian leaders how to share their faith at the workplace. Haggai's Arthur Donaraj says they have 60 leaders from 20 countries currently in training.
You name any profession, we have it. These people come with a great commitment of making a difference in their nation.
Haggai alumni lead each training session. Therefore, the methods they pass on are not built on Western thinking.
We have a leadership subject like goal setting, leadership, communication, how to pass on the training that they have received. These people are committing themselves to go back and train at least 100 others in the next 2 years.
You can learn more about the Haggai Institute at missionnetworknews.org. Meanwhile, do you believe in the effectiveness of missions? Greg Kelly of World Mission shares a story that might help you make up your mind. He's on the ground in Nepal watching God's Word at work.
The contrast of the beauty of the country with the spiritual condition is just alarming. We had the opportunity to meet villages that were literally 100% Buddhist with some Hindu influence as well. And we had the opportunity to distribute treasures, and we saw people come to the knowledge of Jesus Christ, and we saw a new church planted, and now there's 10 new Christians in a remote village in the southern part of Nepal worshiping Jesus. So we just ask you to lift them up in your prayers as they're reaching out and sharing the gospel with their friends and family and neighbors in the area.
As you think about these new believers in Nepal, why not gather up your friends or pray in a small group or with your Sunday school? Be an advocate in your prayer. And 250,000 international students are stepping onto U.S. college campuses for the first time this fall. InterVarsity Christian Fellowship says whether or not they know it, these freshmen are looking for two things: friendship and abundant life. And they'll find both when connecting with InterVarsity's International Student Ministry. You get the specific hows and whys at our website. But for now, please pray for these students as they discover a new world. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slavic Gospel is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Danica Sr., founder of the ministry. It's a testimony to the powerful reality of prayer, which we hope will encourage your prayer life. Get your copy by calling us at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.